The woman was frightened, scared out of her wits. Here she was, on a lonely road, in the middle of nowhere, with a car that wouldn't run, and night was coming on. So she began to pray. She wasn't sure just what to pray, so she simply prayed that God would send an angel who could help her out. She scanned the road in both directions, and there was no sign of an angel anywhere. So she closed her eyes and prayed some more, "Lord, please send an angel who can help me." Again, she scanned the road, still nothing. But wait, wasn't that a speck way down the road coming toward her? She took heart and began to pray even more fervently, "Oh God, that what I see coming toward me might be an answer to my prayer, an angel who will help me out of this trouble." Sure enough, the speck grew larger and larger, and finally, she could clearly see who it was, the biggest, burliest, long-haired, bearded man she had ever seen, a rough, tough, mean-looking guy on a motorcycle, wearing the leather jacket of one of the most feared motorcycle gangs in California, the Hell's Angels. He stopped and came toward her. She was too terrified to scream or run, so she just stood there. "You got trouble?" he asked. "Yes, my car quit," she replied. "Well, let me have a look," he said. He lifted the hood, made a few adjustments, got into the car, turned the key, and the car started. "There," he said, "you shouldn't have any more problems with it, but just in case, I'll follow you to the next town." When she pulled into an all-night service station with a mechanic on duty, he went his way. God had sent an angel, but not exactly the kind of angel she had in mind. Christian, it is so easy to want to tell God how to answer our prayers. "God, please do this for me and do it in this way." Well, now wait a minute. Since when does the creature give orders to the Creator? Can a piece of pottery critique the potter? Job 23:13-14 says, "But he is unique. And who can turn him? And what his soul desires, that he does. For he performs what is appointed for me." Perhaps God has already answered your prayer, but you can't see it because you're defining how the answer should be given. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.